now from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Ferrari are fined and could face further punishment after Alonso's controversial win at the German Grand Prix. There's British success on the last stage of the Tour de France, but the title goes to Alberto Contador.
But Cavendish wins. He raises his hand in the air as Alberto Contador crosses the line. He's the winner of the 2010 Tour de France. And Lance Armstrong crosses the line too, finishing the Tour for the very last time.
And the end of an era. Guti says farewell to Real Madrid as another of the club's stalwarts, Raul, confirms his impending departure. First to Hockenheim, where the sport of Formula One is again embroiled in controversy. Ferrari have been fined $100,000 by race stewards for the use of illegal team orders after their driver Fernando Alonso won the German Grand Prix. The team have been accused of breaking the rules by instructing Alonso's teammate Felipe Massa to let Alonso take the lead and go on and win the race. Well, the sports governing body, the FIA, say the case will be referred to the World Motorsport Council for further consideration. Here's what Massa had to say at his post-race press conference to the BBC's David Croft.
You were told by Rob Smedley, your race engineer, that Fernando was the faster car than yourself. A couple of laps later, turn six at the hairpin. Talk us through what happened.
Well, don't think I need to say anything about that.
Fernando managed to get past you. Did you make a mistake? Was it underbraking?
He passed me.
And then Rob Smedley said, good lad, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you feel that you weren't allowed to win that race today?
No, the only thing I feel is that we're working for the team and we're doing a very good job, you know, for the team, and that's the most important thing.
Felipe Massa there. Well, here's the reaction of Massa's teammate and the eventual winner, Fernando Alonso.
I don't know what happened, but at the exit of 10-6, I saw Felipe a little bit slow and tried to overtake, to take every opportunity you have, because it's a very difficult circuit to overtake, and you only have one chance into 10-6. At that point, I overtook the other car, and then was 15 or 20 laps to the end.
Well, the authorities have acted quickly in fining Ferrari, but as the BBC's David Croft now reports, the repercussions of what happened may continue for some time.
So there it is in black and white, a breach of Article 39.1. Ferrari guilty of issuing team orders, stage managing Fernando Alonso's victory at the expense of his teammate Felipe Massa. Not that it took a genius to work it out. The coded messages from Massa's race engineer on the team radio, his apology to his driver after Massa conceded the lead, and the reaction of both the Brazilian and Fernando Alonso himself had given the game away long before the stewards issued their $100,000 fine. But the referral to the World Motorsport Council for further discussion will surely now worry the Italian team, as well as providing FIA President Jean Todt, himself a former Ferrari team principal, with the sternest test so far of his governance of the sport. And believe me, there are many already calling for a far greater punishment.
On to MotoGP, and Jorge Lorenzo made it 4 wins from 5 races with victory in the US Grand Prix at Laguna Seca to extend his overall lead in the World Championship. The Yamaha rider finished more than 3 seconds ahead of Australian Casey Stoner. He was on board a Ducati. Defending champion Valentino Rossi finished 3rd in what was only his 2nd race back after breaking a leg ahead of last month's Italian Grand Prix. Now cycling, and after more than 3,500 kilometres and 3 weeks of racing over mountains, cobblestones and flats in the Netherlands, Belgium and France, one of the most gruelling events in world sport, the Tour de France came to an end in Paris. And there was more global sporting success for Spain, with Alberto Contador winning his 3rd Tour title in 4 years. With more, the BBC's Simon Brotherton.
Mark Cavendish finished several lengths clear of his nearest rival, Alessandro Petacchi, as he emphatically won his 5th stage in this year's Tour de France, thrashing everyone on the Champs-Élysées for the 2nd year running in a big gallop for the line. Petacchi's 2nd place was good enough for him to keep the green points jersey, but there's time for Cavendish to win that in the future. Overall, the race was won, as expected, by Alberto Contador, but his 3rd Tour victory was his hardest yet, with 2nd placed Andy Schleck improving year upon year. And the race said goodbye to Lance Armstrong too, the record 7-time winner, bowing out at the age of 38 by finishing 23rd overall.
On to football. Real Madrid's legendary striker Raul is to hold a farewell news conference at the Bernabeu on Monday. After 15 years with the club, the 33-year-old set for a move to German club Schalke. The news is confirmed as another of the club's stalwarts, Guti, also announced his departure after 24 years at Real. And Madrid-based reporter Ashish Sharma says Guti was a huge part of the club's success.
He entered the club when he was just 9 years old. He played in the first team for 15 seasons. And when you think about the managers that have come and gone in that time, including the likes of Fabio Capello, Pellegrini last season. It's been phenomenal because practically everyone has said that Guti was technically the most gifted player that Real Madrid has had in generations. I suppose his legend is one of true legends where the genius comes with the flaws. And for the magic that Guti could provide, there are many that will point to the fact that he often failed to deliver that magic on a regular basis. Undoubtedly, he was a superbly gifted player for the club. But I suppose the one thing that will always be dogged with him, will always be a part of his criticism, is that he couldn't reproduce that week in, week out, week in, week out. And I suppose the reason why it all ends for him now is that with the sort of manager that Jose Mourinho is, he expects his players to give 110%, and he knows Guti can't deliver that. Although he knows, on the other side, that this player was capable of the most amazing bits of magic. And I think for the fans, he won them over simply for the loyalty he showed the club. I mean, 24 years at one club is what he spent. When he left in his press conference, he said, "My heart will always be in Madrid," and he wants to come back in the future.
Ashish Sharma on the departure of Guti from Real Madrid. Now, Kenya finished top of the medal table on the final day of the World Junior Athletics Championships in Moncton, Canada. Though, as Ed Harry reports, David Mutua, who won their seventh and last gold, had to work hard for his victory in the 800 metres.
Coming into the finishing straight, a World Championship 800 metres final was being led by two Americans, not a sight we're used to. And although Kenya's David Mutua went from bronze to gold over the final few metres, Casimir Loxham silver and Robbie Andrews bronze suggest US middle distance running has a bright future once again, something former Kenyan, now US citizen Bernard Lagat's been saying for some time. This, though, is further proof. Also gold on the final day for the Kenyans in the men's steeplechase, where Jonathan Ndiku defended his title, while in the women's 1500, Ireland's Kira McGeehan broke her national junior record as she claimed silver behind Ethiopia's Tazita Begale. Only in the finishing straight was the Irishwoman finally beaten. The USA won both 4x400-metre relays and finished second overall in the standings behind the Kenyans, reversing their positions in the medals table at the last World Juniors 2 years ago.
On to cricket, Sri Lanka will be hoping to secure a series-clinching win in the second test against India. That starts in Colombo on Monday. It's Sri Lanka's first match in the post-Muralitharan era. Looking ahead to the first day's play, a reporter in Sri Lanka, Roshan Abhisinghe.
India is bound to be relieved and they meet Sri Lanka at the SSC grounds in Colombo for the start of the second test. With the two ends that tormented India at goal, Lasith Malinga and Muthiah Muralitharan missing out, the Indians will be quite relieved to take on an inexperienced bowling lineup, which will, however, include the M that tormented them last time, Ajanta Mendis. It will be a totally new era for Sri Lanka cricket, with two of their champion bowlers in the form of Vaz and Muralitharan retiring. The contest is now a battle between two highly experienced batting lineups and two bowling lineups that are just inexperienced and include one champion bowler each, Harbhajan Singh and Ajanta Mendis. India is sure to consider this game as a restart of the series after their goal debacle, as they are bound to feel comfortable going into the test match considering the combination available to Sri Lanka.
The Open champion Louis Oosthuizen has finished joint fourth in the Scandinavian Masters Golf. The event was won by the home favourite Richard Johnson of Sweden. He finished on 11 under par. Well, before we go, our top story once again. Ferrari have been fined $100,000 for the use of illegal team orders after their driver Fernando Alonso won the German Formula One Grand Prix. The team have been accused of breaking rules by instructing Alonso's teammate Felipe Massa to let Alonso pass him and take the lead. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC World Service here in London.